What's going on? This is Book Commander Podcast. I am best-selling author John M. Davis, otherwise known as the Book Commander. What's up? This is episode number 21 or so, I'm told. And the coffee this morning is sponsored by Jesse from Wheeling, West Virginia. Right there it is. It's actually some kind of a dark blend that I caught. I'm not going to lie to you. I caught on sale at Food City, but you paid for it, so thank you very much for it. It's strong, man. It's strong, I'm not going to lie to you. If you would like to sponsor my cup of coffee here on the podcast, there's a link in the description below. It says, buy me a cup of coffee. And it's via PayPal. Just kick a couple of bucks my way in the comment. Leave your name if you have a blog or something like that. Leave the address. I'd be glad to shout it out on the Book Commander podcast. Anyway, what do you think about that, Alexa? See, I keep seeing the stuff on TV where people are talking to Alexa, right? And I'm not a tech guy, so as we've established. So I see these commercials, and they're like, Alexa, play this. Alexa, cook my dinner. Alexa, rub my feet. So for the past couple of days now, I've been like, Alexa, what do you think? Alexa, do this. Alexa, do that. This is Alexa Bliss from the WWE, by the way. I ordered it from the WWE shop. And she doesn't do anything, apparently, but stand in the back corner and look pretty. I see you, Alexa. This is the Book Commander Podcast, guys. If you are brand new here, what is the Book Commander Podcast all about? Well, hold on for a second. It's about drinking coffee, apparently. Book Commander Podcast is about helping people. As I said at the open of the show, best-selling author John M. Davis, 3 bestsellers to my credit, 35-plus novellas, short stories, novels written and published, and this is about helping people who have questions in the writing industry, and it's not just like a self-help podcast, though. We chat about a lot of things writing-related, and so this podcast, this week's podcast, is going to burn a little bit for some of you. Especially those who are taking the traditional route in the publishing industry. But if you're interested in becoming part of the Book Commander brand, we're calling it the Book Commander brand, you can find us now on Patreon. We just set up a rocking Patreon, guys. And you get behind the scenes footage here at the Ponderosa. And you get exclusive videos, and you get these videos are pre-recorded, guys. It is actually, God, my eyes are bad, Thursday the 14th. I have no idea when this is going on YouTube, but it is Thursday, March the 14th, if I'm not mistaken, 2019. And so there's usually a week or 2 week delay, something like that, man. I don't know. I don't handle all the technical things here. Shout out to James Mann for doing that for me. And my friend James, folks, if you've ever seen, it's a science fiction movie based on the Firefly series. The movie's called Serenity. And there's a scene in the movie, I think it's Serenity. There's a scene in the movie where this guy's just, he's like a hacker and he's surrounded by computer screens. This is my friend James, man. This dude comes over. I'm like, hey, man, come over. Let's hang out and play some video games. And he'll show up with 2 duffel bags sometimes. One will have video games and one will have computer equipment. And he's just like, he's always surrounded by computer stuff, man. He knows so much about it. He's like a wizard on this stuff. And so he set up the podcast for me, and he takes care of the technical side of things. And then I bounce the ideas for the shows back and forth with a few very close friends in the writing industry. And then we have my editor is also awesome. Let me throw him out there, Daniel. And then we have a handful of people who back my work no matter what. And they're huge fans of the podcast. So thank you very much for that. And this is basically, this is the nucleus of what we call the Book Commander brand. What does the Book Commander brand do? Well, that's getting into the podcast here today. So, buckle your seatbelts. I did a video last week, and my God, I don't remember if it was on Patreon. Maybe it's on the Patreon page. Maybe it was on the podcast number 20 last week. I don't remember. But I likened the publishing and the writing industry to this huge machine that just chews people up and spits them out. And that's the truth. I've seen people come into this industry, and I don't know if they're naive. I don't know if they're just good-hearted. But they come into this industry, and they are expecting like people to help them as soon as they get here and help them become the authors that they want to be and to get these ideas out of their head and better them. And instead, what they find is that this machine pretty much evaluates, can we make a lot of money off of this individual? If they can, they take the money, they use them for the money, and then they chew them up and spit them out. If they can't, they chew them up and spit them out. And the cycle just continues and continues. And so anyway, last week I did a video, and I likened myself and this movement, the Book Commander podcast, the Book Commander brand, as the rage against the machine. Now, I understand this is a band, guys. Don't throw me under the bus on this. I don't know what they sing. I don't know if they still sing. I've heard of Rage Against the Machine, of course, but I thought it was just like a cool one-liner, and I threw it out on the video. Never thought anything else about it. Most of the email this week and most of the tweets, I had people, they were saying some curse words, but it was curse words of excitement over on Twitter especially about the Rage Against the Machine comment. I am the Rage Against the Machine. I am the guy who is trying his very best to help these new authors coming in, or these authors who have been here for years and have had no success. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn. They don't know who to ask. Everybody that they ask is trying to charge them hundreds and hundreds of dollars for, quite frankly, bad advice. And so, you know, after almost a decade in this business, I got tired of seeing this. And I'm like, I got to do something about this. Now, financially, I've taken a hit. I used to write 3,000 words a day. I got into the whole podcasting deal. And I'm not writing 3,000 words a day now. I'm writing as I can write because I'm also a full-time college student. I'm married. I have kids. I wear a lot of different hats. You know, I'm not talking physical hats. Usually I have my Cleveland hat on. But you know what I'm saying. I wear many different capes. And so financially, I've taken a hit. The sales from the writing have slowed down, as they always do. You know, it's one of the most unpredictable things on planet Earth. And so I've set this up to help people, man. And that's why I've got links down below. So again, you can support me on Patreon. You can become a part of the Book Commander brand. And there are different levels over there. If you just want access to the exclusive stuff, guys, it's $1 a month to get that at the bronze level. I think it's $1 a month. The bronze level, which is $5 a month, is you get all the exclusive access. Plus, you get to, you of course get shout outs on the show, but you also get to help me come up with what we're going to be talking about on the show every week. Right, so you're part of like a creative committee. If you have questions, if you want an entire podcast dedicated to your question, that's the way to go. And then the I think that's the silver level, and then the gold level over on Patreon. At that point, it's $10 a month, guys, and you're added to the email that gets blasted around between the Book Commander brand folks here. Right, it's a very short list of people that are talking back and forth. What are we going to talk about on the podcast? Who are we going to go after this week? Please, John, don't talk about Chuck Wendig again. Things like that. What a slime ball. But, I mean, that's the deal with this podcast. Also below, you're going to find links to my website, which will take you to all of my published writing. You can support me in that way. Buy a book. Nothing bad ever comes from buying a book, guys. 2019 needs people to be reading and not saying, "Hey, Alexa." No offense. And I know, right? People need to be reading. Kids need to learn the art of reading. Grown-ups need to get their face out of cell phones and into books, or even digital readers for that matter. And so the website's there. It's got all the links. This week, we set up a cafe press. It's existed for a while, but we pimped it out, so to speak. It looks good. Again, I didn't set the cafe press up. I don't really have the know-how. Shout out to James for that. But I did design the stuff that's over there, guys. And I think right now we have a dozen or less items. We're going to be adding to it. But you can support me by buying the merch. Some of the stuff over there is really cheap. Some of it not so much, but it's quality stuff. Like right now, let me get that on there. Look at that Book Commander logo, baby. You can't beat that. And so all of these small streams of revenue and support go into funneling the Rage Against the Machine, because I'm not going to take it from the big six publishing houses. I'm not going to take their crap. And let me just make a turn. Let me make a hard turn here on the podcast for a second. Okay. And let me explain to you what I'm talking about. I'm here to help people free of charge. Okay. People can come here as a self-help. They can come to me and ask questions. I try and cover them on the podcast. When I'm talking about writing, it's because normally I get questions over on the Gmail account. Which, if you have questions, folks, if you're a new or struggling author, it's johnmdavisbooks@gmail.com. So, getting back to the point here. We have been blasting this podcast all over the place. Now, you find it on YouTube, you're like, man, it's got 20 views, it's not a big deal. But we've been hitting it on iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, again, Twitch. I don't even know, man. There are so many. We probably have a dozen websites that we're putting this podcast on. Now, some, it's only in audio format. Most, it's only in audio format. But my boy James intercepts a couple of social media posts this past week between certain individuals at one of the big six publishing houses and iHeartRadio. They put him out there in the wide open thinking nobody's paying attention. My boy James is always paying attention. And the next thing you know, the Book Commander podcast has evaporated on iHeartRadio. We have no clue where it's at. Nothing bad was said. Nothing offensive was said on the podcast. It's just gone. It's ghosted. And this is the kind of stroke that the Big Six have. The Big Six publishing houses. If you're in the writing industry, when I say Big Six, you guys know what I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. These are the multi-million dollar publishing houses that used to control everything. They used to be the ultimate gatekeepers, the ultimate vampires, if you will. I call them vampires here on the podcast. And they're not in control that much anymore. And they will chew you up and spit you out in order to keep control. So here's the thing. Historically speaking, people who have control, they don't want to let go of that control. And they will stoop very low to keep that control. So they hate this podcast because I'm waking people up. Maybe only one or two here and there. But then those people that I wake up go on to wake people up. And the trend continues. I'm waking people up to the fact that you don't need publishing houses in 2019. You don't need lit agents in 2019. It's unnecessary. Don't jump through the hoops anymore. Don't do the circus act anymore, because the circus left town a long time ago. Don't be that person. And so I'm making all this noise, or we are here, the Book Commander team, and the brand's making all this noise. And now our iHeartRadio podcast is gone for no rhyme or reason, no email of explanation, nothing. So they are coming at this podcast hard, guys. You think I'm just some random guy sitting in his back room with a beautiful fixture behind me, I might add. Alexa Bliss, also a fantastic wrestler, just throwing that out there. You think I'm just some random guy sitting in the back, but no. What it is I call people out by name. If I encounter authors who treat people poorly in this business, I will throw their name out on this podcast. Most authors see this going on, but they don't want to say anything about the big six publishing houses. They don't want to say anything about these top lit agents because it's a fear of career suicide. They're thinking, well, if I talk bad about one of these big six publishing houses, they're never going to sign me as an author. And see, here's the thing, guys, with the old Book Commander. Let me take a swallow of this here fine coffee. Here's the thing. I don't want a publishing contract. I never have wanted a publishing contract. The difference between me and some millionaire author is that millionaire author has sold his soul to the devil, so to speak. He or she, you know, I'm J.K. Rowling, Stephen King, what have you. They have sold their integrity to the industry in exchange for a contract and the instant fame and the name recognition. I don't want any of that crap, guys. I'm doing fine. Now, I'm not living in Beverly Hills, but the thing is, I wouldn't live in Beverly Hills, man. I'm a country boy. I'm doing fine. So I'm the guy that they can't control. I'm the guy that they can't shut up. And if, you know, if I had 20 people on social media following my message, they would just laugh it off and keep going. But unfortunately, I have stroke on social media. Go check me out. I'm usually on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram, but not very much. Go check me out on Twitter at John Davis Books. And you'll see every three or four posts, I'm calling somebody out. I'm ranting about. I get this, man. And I'm going to talk about this live on Twitch here in a little while, guys. You need to be following the Twitch. I'm going to talk about this in a little while, but occasionally I'll see an author, and that author will say, I'm repped by this agent, or I'm repped by this agent, I'm repped. And they got their little emojis, and to me and to the lines of this industry, this silliness is the equivalent of going into Starbucks and getting your name with a little heart drawn on the side of the cup and then posting a selfie on social media for no other reason than to show people I'm in Starbucks. I got me some Starbucks. They put a little heart on the side of my cup. These people know my name. In reality, the baristas at Starbucks don't give a damn about you. They don't care about you or your social media presence. They're there making money. And so when you tell them your name and can you put a heart on there, they're going to do it. That's their job. They don't really care to do it. They don't want to do it. Right? Nobody that works at Starbucks wants to even be there, I assume. But they're doing it because you're asking them to. That's their job. Well, when you're repped by a lit agent, fancy words, when you're repped by a lit agent, they don't care about you. They're not trying to get you the best deal possible from the publishing house because they like you. They're trying to do it because it's their job. The barista at Starbucks is looking out for the barista at Starbucks. The lit agent is looking out for the lit agent. And these authors post this stuff and they're like, man, I'm repped by such and such. And a year later, they're not repped anymore because they've been chewed up and spit out and thrown to the wayside like garbage. And the lit agents, their loyalty is not to the author. Their loyalty is to the publishing house. They don't want to bring in one author and that author be their meal ticket forever. I mean, there's the occasional Stephen King, Stephanie Meyer, but not usually. It's the exception, not the rule, right? So what they're trying to do is they're trying to earn favor and build a rapport with the book publisher. They don't care about you. And by posting this kind of stuff on social media, it's the same as people posting a picture of their coffee from Starbucks. It's stupid. Nobody cares. You're not getting ahead in life. You're not getting anywhere in the business by posting this tomfoolery, if you will. And so these are what I call in the podcast the vampires and the fang bangers of this industry. The vampires, again, are your lit agents, your book publishing houses, your big fish authors, the ones that walk around and think they walk a higher path. And then you have millions of fang bangers nipping at their heels, following them around everywhere. Please, will you read my manuscript? Please, will you rep me? And before the email comes in, because I always get it every single time I start ragging on the big six or ragging on lit agents as a whole, the email always comes that I'm angry because I'm not signed to a book contract. Here's the deal. When I first started, a year in to my writing career, back in 2011, I submitted my work one time to a single lit agent. The lit agent got back to me, wanted to read the rest of the story, sent the rest of the story. The lit agent gets back to me and says it's possible that he can sell this story if I'm willing to change some things. And I'm like, change what things? And of course, the standard rewrites and stuff like that, which is fine. I'm a new author, rewrites are okay. I get a list of things that this cat wants to change on Gunship. He wants to change the name of the story. He wants to change the name of one of the lead characters. He wants to change one of the major story arcs. And at this point, wants to change the cover. And it's a deal breaker, man. Because if I'm going to do all that, it's no longer my story. Right? My friend Amanda was on the cover of Gunship that I wrote over the span of a year. I was working a job delivering oxygen. If you've ever read my novel Wicked, it's a zombie novel. At the beginning, he's delivering oxygen. He stops for lunch. That cat is me at the beginning of the book. I used to do that for a living. I know the struggle. And so when I had free time, I was thinking these characters up. And I would come home and I would write this stuff down, just jotting it down, never knowing that I was going to actually publish a book or turn this into a career. And so this story meant a lot to me on many different levels. And this agent's like, well, I can get you, you know, a starting contract, maybe. Now, starting contract's $2,500, guys, just so you know, in the writing world, a entry-level contract is $2,500. Boom, there it is. $2,500 for a story that I spent a year on, would have to spend months rewriting and changing to the point where it's no longer my story. And then if it doesn't sell X amount of copies, I'm on the hook to pay some of that money back. So, pardon my French, but I was like, screw this, man. Ain't nobody got time for that. And, you know, that was 2011. Gunship just hit number one again last week, or the week before, within the last 2 weeks. And I blasted that over on Twitter. And the book is 8 years old, guys. The story's 8 years old. It has led to minor success. I mean, enough so that I've been able to continue writing for a living. And so the point here is this. I told the lead agent to beat it. And here's what pisses me off, guys. When you have a lit agent, or you are signed with a book publishing company, they call the shots. They tell you, you need to do this, you need to change this, but you are paying them, right? This is like one of the few professions where lunacy has reached that level. If I pay someone to come pave my driveway, they're going to pave it my way. If I pay someone to paint my car, they're going to paint it the way I want it. If I pay someone to come in and do some work around the house, they're going to do it to my specifications. But for some reason in the writing industry, you're paying these cats to come in and tell you what you're going to do. It's stupidity. It's lunacy. If you have a good story and you have a vision, give it to the world the way it's meant to be. Don't change. Don't sell out. Don't sell your integrity to these vampires. Be a lion. And I think we have some, if I'm not mistaken, I think we have some lion merch over at Cafe Press. The link's down below. Again, it says Lit Lion. I helped design that. I'm sitting back like, and my way of helping design is, yeah, man, I like it. That looks cool. Fix it up. So I didn't do any of the work on it, but I really like the design. Lit line. Be a literary line. Don't be one of these freaking vampires, man. You don't need it. It's unnecessary. This world is filled with people that want you to march to their drum. This industry is filled with people that want you to march and to stay in your lane. Don't stay in your lane. Do what in the hell you want to do up in this industry, and you will be successful eventually. Now, will you be over the moon successful? Probably not. I'm not going to lie about it. But most of the authors who sell their integrity and go with these publishing houses and sign these little measly $2,500 book publishing deals, they're not over the moon successful either. Most of them fail within a year or two, and they're out of the writing game and they're doing something else. You know what I'm saying? They get back into plumbing or lawyer or, you know, whatever. Whatever they were doing prior to writing. Most of them come in, they give it a crack, they think, well, to be looked at as being legitimate, I have to go to a publishing house and I have to go through an agent. And they stay in their lane and they march the way they're supposed to march. And if the industry doesn't think it can get rich off of them, they just chew them up and spit them out. Don't be that person. If you're out there and you're considering, should I self-publish? Should I traditionally publish? What are the pros and the cons? There are no pros with trying to get a publishing contract. None. The biggest thing they will sell you on, the biggest bait and switch is, will you get exposure? You can get your book into bookstores. You know, they sell you on this pipe dream that you're going to be able to walk into Barnes & Noble, find your book, and pick it up and hold it in your hand. Man, you can do that if you sign with us. And a lot of people chase that dream. Man, I've seen my book in Barnes & Noble. I think, God, this is 5 or 6 years ago. I found it somewhere, I think Roanoke, Virginia. Snapped a picture with it in the Barnes & Noble. And could care less, guys. because I'm not about the pageantry. I'm not about trying to show the world that I'm a real author. To me, it's a numbers game. The numbers just don't add up. You might get your book inside of Barnes & Noble, but chances are not many people are going to buy it because your name's not J.K. Rowling. And so you're not going to make any money. And newsflash, even if you sell a couple of copies, you're making 30 cents a copy off of a paperback in a Barnes & Noble. And I can sell the same paperback off my own website and make 10 bucks. If you sign a publishing contract, they sell your ebook for $8.99, you're making about 30 cents a copy. And I can sell my books at a price point of $2.99 and make $2.09 profit. So if you're going to traditionally publish, God bless you. I wish you nothing but the best. And I mean that truly, I do. But if you're publishing traditionally and you're getting into the science fiction game, you had better pack a lunch. Because you are going to have to outsell me hand over fist. And people like me hand over fist. In order to beat us at our own game. There are a few authors in the science fiction genre. Shout out to Sharky. You know who I'm talking about. Rob. And Jason Halstead. At Books by Jason. Y'all check him out. These guys are of the same mentality. They understand the huge advantage that you have with self-publishing. You get past all the stigma and all the stereotypes. You know, people hear self-publishing and they think, oh man, this guy's just set up in a Food City parking lot selling this stuff out the back of his trunk like some kind of lunatic, borderline homeless. But the reality is we are just smart enough to sit down and do the math. And we understand that it makes no sense. The big advantage that we have, as opposed to traditionally published authors, is it takes them 2 years from the time they finish the book to actually see the book in print. So it takes them 6 months or so to write it, 2 years to bring it to fruition, and they're making 30 cents a pop. We, if we ratchet down, we can write a book in 3 months, a novel. We can have it published a couple of weeks later, depending on the editing process and how bad the first and second drafts are, and we can bang some money out fast. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is we can publish 6 to 7 novels in the time it takes one of these Joe Flunkies out here to publish one. And our 6 and 7 are going to outsell that one, unless your name is Stephen King or Joe Hill or Stephanie Meyer. We're going to outsell you because we have our stuff together. And this podcast, folks, the Book Commander podcast, the Book Commander brand right now is on fire, and they are trying to shut us down. So again, I'm going to close the podcast with that. They're coming after us hard. The Big Six are trying to silence this podcast. They would love to shut me up. But they're not going to be able to do that. Because as long as I have breath in my lungs and a microphone in front of my face, I'm going to rail against the industry because it's corrupt and unethical, and I'm here to change that. Again, I'm best-selling author John M. Davis. Check the links out down below. I'm going to be broadcasting a live stream on Twitch here shortly. How do you know when I'm going to be live streaming on Twitch? Because this is a pre-recorded video. Well, you must follow me on Twitch. Set up a Twitch account. They're absolutely free. It's like I'm Skyping you guys in real time. You punch in, you know, type in questions, whatever you have. I'm answering them in real time. It's a blast. Love you guys. This is Book Commander out.